And what do you use to sharpen a scythe?
Sharpen a what?
A knife, something like that.
Oh, out in the yard.
Well, what if you had a little one in the house?
A flint rock.
And what if you had one in the yard?
It's still called a flint rock, because Grandpa had one that you turned around.
A one that turned?
Yes, it was on the stand, and it was heavy, and it had a arm to it, and you turned it around like this and held your knife here, and it sharpened it.
But you still call that a whip rock?
Whip rock, and then, yes, and we've got a little one there in the drawer.
All right. And you drive a, what's that thing?
Car.
And if something's squeaking, you know, like a door or something, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
Grease it or oil it.
And if you grease it, you use
oil. Well, now see, there's grease that they use on, like they used on wagons. It was called axle grease, and they have the same thing they use on the tractors now. It's grease, and it's real grease. It looks like lard. But then we have oil in a can, like you have to oil a hinge. Because my husband buys that grease by the 5-gallon buckets. And it's, you get a grease gun with it. But years ago, you know, they just get it with a stick and grease those wagon wheels.
Right.
It looks about the same.
Right. Maybe
it is. Because I can remember, you know, seeing it when I was a child, but I know it's different.
Well, okay. Well,
but here in the house, see, with that oil can, we just like oil the hinges or oil. I had to oil something the other night so it'd turn on easier. It just needed oiling.
Well, if your husband yesterday did that, you say, yesterday he what the car?
Oiled.
What, using the other word? Like grease.
Greased.
And if you got grease all over your hands, you'd say they were
greasy.
And what is it that you use to burn lamps?
Well, now down here we said kerosene, but in books they'll say put oil in the lamp. But down here we always said kerosene because that's what it was. I mean, that's what we used.
Well, if you had a bottle and you put kerosene in it and put a rag in the top, what would that be? Sort of a makeshift lamp.
Well, it'd still be a... just a kerosene lamp, I reckon.
Well, if you had a big party outside at night and you took tin cans or something and filled them with kerosene and put rags on top of them and burned them all around, light up, what would that be?
I just can't remember that word. It's called a torch.
All right, and have you ever heard of calling anything besides a torch? What about a flam?
Flame.
Flambe?
Never heard that word.
Alright. And toothpaste comes in a what?
Tube.
And if you build a boat and you're going to put it out in the water, you say you're going to what it?
Float it or?
But to push it out. Well.
Shove it.
Well, in the Space Center at Cape Canaveral, the Kennedy Space Center, they have a pad.
Pad, yeah. Uh-huh.
Called a what kind of pad? That they send the rocket ships up from.
I can't remember.
Law. Well, what do you do? In town, bachelors take their shirts to a what to get them?
Laundry.
Okay, it's a word that sounds a little bit like that. The first half of that word.
Lift off.
Well, lift off is from the what pad?
Launching.
So it's a what pad?
Launching.
Okay, so what do you do to the boat? You're going to
launch the boat? No, we wouldn't say that down here.